For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. You will hear a radio interview with an athlete called George.
George, welcome to the show. You've had a fantastic few years, haven't you? With both gold and silver medals in international events.
Yes, I'm really pleased with the way things have gone lately.
Did you first develop a passion for athletics as a young child?
I was very active as a little child, and I think my parents were looking for a way to use some of my energy. But it wasn't until secondary school that I was introduced to athletics. And then I got a scholarship to university because I had done so well in the school athletics team. I guess I was really passionate about athletics from about 13 years old.
So was it your school teachers that made you believe that you could have a career in sport?
Not really. I had some great teachers at school and, of course, now I have some of the best coaches in the world. But it's always been my father that has supported me and told me that I can achieve anything I want to do. He's my best friend as well as being my father.
Tell us about the moment you won your first gold medal. You must have been so excited.
The funny thing was that I was lost in my own world during that race.
Do you mean you were too tired to feel anything?
No, not at all. I was concentrating so much on finishing the race that I hadn't realised I was the winner. I couldn't believe it when I looked up and there was no one ahead of me.
But there must be some things that aren't so good.
Oh, of course. I mean, I have to train all the time, which generally I enjoy, and I get to travel to some amazing places. But I have a baby son now, and I really miss him when I'm away. It's difficult for my wife, too. On the other hand, I have a lot of fun too, and wherever I go, there are interesting people who I often become good friends with.
Do you mind all the publicity and the reporters everywhere wanting to interview you?
Not at all. It's all part of the job.
Finally, George, are you going to retire soon and become a full-time dad, or maybe become a TV presenter for a sports channel?
No, not for a long time. I'd like to give something back. I've had so much help from other people, and I would really like to help young people get involved in athletics and teach them everything I have learned over the years. I'm especially interested in working in schools, in poor areas, as quite often that's where the athletes of the future can be found. Just like me when I was young.
George, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Now listen again.
George, welcome to the show. You've had a fantastic few years, haven't you? With both gold and silver medals in international events.
Yes, I'm really pleased with the way things have gone lately.
Did you first develop a passion for athletics as a young child?
I was very active as a little child, and I think my parents were looking for a way to use some of my energy. But it wasn't until secondary school that I was introduced to athletics. And then I got a scholarship to university because I had done so well in the school athletics team. I guess I was really passionate about athletics from about 13 years old.
So was it your school teachers that made you believe that you could have a career in sport?
Not really. I had some great teachers at school and, of course, now I have some of the best coaches in the world. But it's always been my father that has supported me and told me that I can achieve anything I want to do. He's my best friend as well as being my father.
Tell us about the moment you won your first gold medal. You must have been so excited.
The funny thing was that I was lost in my own world during that race.
Do you mean you were too tired to feel anything?
No, not at all. I was concentrating so much on finishing the race that I hadn't realised I was the winner. I couldn't believe it when I looked up and there was no one ahead of me.
But there must be some things that aren't so good.
Oh, of course. I mean, I have to train all the time, which generally I enjoy, and I get to travel to some amazing places. But I have a baby son now, and I really miss him when I'm away. It's difficult for my wife, too. On the other hand, I have a lot of fun, too, and wherever I go, there are interesting people who I often become good friends with.
Do you mind all the publicity and the reporters everywhere wanting to interview you?
Not at all. It's all part of the job.
Finally, George, are you going to retire soon and become a full-time dad, or maybe become a TV presenter for a sports channel?
No, not for a long time. I'd like to give something back. I've had so much help from other people, and I would really like to help young people get involved in athletics and teach them everything I have learned over the years. I'm especially interested in working in schools in poor areas, as quite often that's where the athletes of the future can be found. Just like me when I was young.
George, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That is the end of part 4.